AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Facebook's blocking of former President Donald Trump will stay in place. Facebook's quasi-independent oversight board made the announcement 4 months after Trump's account was suspended for inciting violence that led to the deadly January Capitol riot. Michael McConnell is on the Facebook board.
We are giving Facebook 6 months to conduct this review, at which point the company must make a definite and clear determination based on the severity of the conduct and the danger of future harm.
In a statement, he didn't mention the Facebook decision directly, but Donald Trump said actions by Facebook, Twitter, and Google are a total disgrace and an embarrassment to the country. He added, these corrupt social media companies must pay a political price. The CDC is releasing projections showing the coronavirus pandemic's toll in the U.S. will fall sharply by the end of July. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Six research groups were tasked with predicting the pandemic's course between now and September under different scenarios, including the vaccination pace and how Americans behave. The results show mainly good news, that even with disappointing vaccination rates, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths would drop dramatically by July's end.
We are not out of the woods yet, but we could be very close.
Though CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky warns virus variants are a wild card that could set back progress, and she notes the researchers say hospitalizations and deaths could again jump if unvaccinated people do not follow basic precautions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Setting foot in a restaurant for the first time as president, Joe Biden made a Cinco de Mayo taco and enchilada run to highlight the administration's $28 billion program to help eateries that lost business because of the pandemic. The president went to a restaurant in Washington and ordered lunch. Stocks are rising sharply. This is AP News. Activity in the services sector continues to grow.
Most Americans work in the services sector, and the pace of expansion actually slowed a bit in April, but that's because it followed record growth in March when orders, hiring, and prices all surged. The Institute for Supply Management survey registered a still high reading of 62.7% last month. Any reading above 50 indicates the sector is expanding. April marked the 11th straight month of expansion after a two-month contraction in April and May of last year when the country was struggling with widespread shutdowns caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The government says the birth rate in the U.S. fell 4% last year, the largest single-year decrease in nearly 50 years. The rate dropped for moms of every major race and ethnicity, and in nearly every age group. Births have been declining in younger women for years. Experts say the pandemic no doubt is the reason for the decline. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.